Titus O'Reilly here to just remind you quickly of Bazaar Plus, our membership program for even more Mick and Titus just talking nonsense. Go to the link in our show notes if you want to join up.
It's Sports Bazaar.
I'm going to kick back and enjoy this.
Some of these stories, you would say, that cannot be true.
The hunt for the weirdest.
It's a real rollercoaster ride, this one, isn't it?
It makes Game of Thrones look like a sitcom.
Strangest.
Hang on.
He's on another level.
What are you doing?
A lot of our stories are starting with someone fleeing moneylenders.
Most unbelievable.
This is a car crash.
Stories to ever occur.
We'll stop this right now. It's just carnage.
That is the densest bit of mayhem.
So many subplots in this story.
In the world of sport.
I think we're learning that embarrassment is not something.
Sports Bazaar.
A naked fan ran onto the field and slid into second base. No, I don't drink water. I cannot stand drinking water. I am the president of everybody. I am the president of the whole FIFA. Opened his mouth and a sparrow flew out.
It's time for the leaders of the hunt.
It's really simple. Get there early, get the good back.
It's Titus O'Reilly and Mick Molloy.
Welcome back to the latest episode of Sports Bazaar, the second in a two-parter on the LIV Golf PGA merger. I'm Mick Molloy. I'm with Titus O'Reilly. You brought us up to speed with
Greg
not
Norman.
Where we are today, but where Greg Norman comes on board for LIV and it starts to heat up.
It really heats up. He's suddenly now the head and he's backed by the Saudis and their public investment fund, which is worth over $600 billion.
Yeah.
So when you think of this, the Saudis have such deep pockets. It is unfathomable to most of us to get our heads around the amount of money they have. And Greg Norman hates the PGA.
He's laboratory built to take this job, isn't he?
He hates them. So on October in 2021, Norman's unveiled as the CEO of LIV Golf. Press release goes out saying they've announced a 10-year commitment that they'll put $200 million to underwrite 10 new events for an Asian tour to be held in Asia, Europe and the Middle East. They say, we're doing this world tour.
Yeah.
Norman says, this is only the beginning. LIV Golf has secured a major capital commitment that will be used to create additive new opportunities across worldwide professional golf. What he's flagging is we're going to come for the PGA and America tour too. Yeah. This is just the start. Asian tour is the start. But there's more money coming and we're going to have more tournaments.
It's our toe in the water.
That's right. He is asked straight away, aren't you worried about the fact that you're being backed purely by Saudi money? You're part of a sports washing campaign. And Greg Norman says, I don't know what the Saudi government does. I don't want to get into that. They're not my bosses. We're independent. I do not answer to Saudi Arabia. This is not true.
Yeah. Yes. His pants caught fire.
Yeah, as he says it. There's a lot of people saying things. Bold-faced, while everyone knows they're not telling the truth. Norman doesn't say how much money he's taken to do this job, but Jack Nicklaus, who's 82, said he was offered the job first and turned down $100 million US for it. So it's a lot of money. LIV Golf announces they're going to have a sharp break from golf and its previous sort of buttoned-up, fancy country club approach. They're going to have music blaring. There's going to be dress codes that are looser.
You can wear shorts.
You can wear shorts. That's like their big selling point is you can wear shorts.
Now with shorts.
Yeah, that's like a big thing they do. The tournaments are just going to be 3 days instead of four. They're 54 holes, not 72. Yeah. All that sort of stuff. So they're saying it's going to be really exciting. Yeah. So that's their pitch. The PGA responds in November 2021. And it uses cashes from its TV deal to boost their purses from $367 million to $427 million in 2022. So straight away they're seeing this as a threat and they're saying, here's some more money.
Still chicken feed when there's $600 billion in a pot across the road.
That's right. They're up against it, right? They also say, we're going to elevate four events on our tour to have bigger purses of $20 million and we're going to double all of this. Now that annoys a lot of their sponsors who are sponsoring the non-boosted ones because they suddenly see that as devaluing their product. So Honda, who has sponsored them for 42 years, leaves. So already LIV Golf haven't even got a player, haven't done anything, just the announcement upsetting the apple cart. It seems like LIV are ready to announce and really go ahead and start approaching players and everything's looking good for them because the PGA are sort of panicking and they've got problems. And then Phil Mickelson in February 2022 throws the biggest spanner into the works. a US golf writer, Alan Shipnuck, he is doing a biography and he's interviewed Mickelson and he releases some comments that Mickelson has made about him being rumoured to be involved in LIV Golf.
Yes.
Mickelson's been rumoured. Apparently, the quotes that comes out of this, Mickelson says that he doesn't really want the Saudi Arabian League to succeed, but he's just happy if it puts pressure to change the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
He says, this is Phil Mickelson, they're scary mother effers to get involved with, meaning the Saudis.
Yes.
We know they killed Khashoggi and have a horrible record on human rights. They execute people over there for being gay. Knowing all this, why would I even consider it? Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reshape how the PGA Tour operates.
Wow. There's no subtext there, is it?
That's his quote.
This is my thinking.
He says, the PGA Tour have used manipulative, coercive, strong-arm tactics and the players have no recourse. And he says, I'm not sure I even want it to succeed. This is LIV Golf.
Yes.
But just the idea of it is allowing us to get things done with the tour. This comes out publicly and is a huge problem for him. Everyone just sees this as he's just bluntly saying, I don't care if these people are torturers and murderers and terrorists.
Yeah.
I just want this to work for me.
But is he saying rather than he wants to join LIV, worst case scenario is it improves
their position,
our power
with the PGA.
With the PGA.
Yeah. But he also doesn't necessarily rule out going to LIV either. Right. He's like, whatever happens is going to be better for us.
He may have crippling gambling debts too, yeah. If I know Phil Mickelson.
His longtime corporate sponsor, KPMG, severs ties with him.
Okay, yeah.
Because this is not really what they want. Mickelson comes out and apologises and vows to take some time away from golf to think about things. He says that these comments were made off the record. The journalist says, no, they weren't. This is not true and denies it. So he's gone. But the reaction is huge. Suddenly players are like put in this position of, do you agree with Phil that it's okay to use the Saudis to boost your own pockets?
Has he been directly approached as yet?
Yeah, they're all starting to be approached.
Okay.
There is big rumours that Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau, they're all going to go over.
Yeah.
They, on the back of this, come out and pledge their allegiance to the PGA Tour. So they say, we're sticking with the PGA Tour. Koepka, McIlroy, Rahm, Woods, all these players, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, they all say we're sticking with PGA Tour. Dustin Johnson said, over the past several months, there's been a great deal of speculation about an alternative tour. Much of it seems to have included me and my future in professional golf. I feel it's now time to put such speculation to rest. I am fully committed to the PGA Tour. So that's Dustin Johnson. DeChambeau says pretty much the same thing. Mm. As of now, I'm focused on getting myself healthy and coming soon, but I am committed to the PGA Tour. McIlroy comes out and says, LIV Golf is dead in the water, in my opinion. These guys have all been... So it looks like LIV are absolutely dead.
On the
once
surface,
again,
sure.
No one is signing with them. They've all ruled it out. On March 16th, 2022, LIV Golf, still pressing on, announces that they're going to run 8 tournaments that are going to be directly challenging the PGA Tour, not just their Asian Tour. They are going to launch in London on June 9th at the Centurion Club. And the field hasn't been announced of who will play it, but the prize money for the total series of these 8 events is going to be $225 million, which is a huge amount of money.
Wow.
So they counter and go, all right, you're not signing with us? Well, this is how much money we're putting out there.
Who's going to win that? Someone ranked 400 in the world.
So considering in basically end of February, March 2022, all these players have ruled out going to LIV Golf.
Sure.
People are a bit surprised when in May 31, Norman reveals that LIV Golf has now $2 billion of funding from the PIF and has signed 19 of the top 100 players, including Dustin Johnson, who pledged his loyalty 4 months before.
Yes.
They've also signed Sergio Garcia, Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, a bunch of players have all signed
big
on.
Big names.
Johnson was paid $150 million US to jump ship.
Sure.
Which is not a bad amount of money. I think he'd won something like $90 million on the tour in his whole career.
And so he's a huge draw.
And he can still win money. That's not including the prizes he can win if he plays well on the tour. That's just swapping tours.
No, that's right.
Even the reigning US amateur champion, James Piatt, he just turns professional and doesn't even go to the PGA Tour. He goes straight to LIV Golf.
Straight to LIV.
So LIV Golf has fought back.
This is a crack in the wall. This is the dike is now leaking.
Leaking, yeah. Tiger Woods declines to join LIV, and Greg Norman in an interview says that he turned down a high nine-digit fee.
That was $1.2 billion.
It comes out that it's between $700 to $800 million just to join, yeah, and then equity and other, yeah, things too. So it's like around the $1 billion for Tiger, yeah, Woods. And Tiger Woods says no, which becomes interesting later on. He says, I won't. And he actually says,
he's a
very
principled man.
Very principled man. He says, I disagree with what the other players have done who have left. Phil Mickelson, who's apparently on leave after his comments, announces he's now joining the field for the first LIV Golf,
yep,
International Series. He tweets out, I understand those who are upset or disappointed. You'll be okay on Twitter. He just does not give, he just, yeah, does not care. Before the second event of LIV Golf in Portland, they announced Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka and Patrick Reed are all signing.
So that's Koepka, huge.
And these are all the guys that had just pledged their allegiance, yeah, a few months before. Yeah. Then in August 2022, LIV Golf then announced six more players have joined, including the Open champion and world number two, Cameron Smith.
So Cameron Smith, and there, I remember watching...
Which was huge, wasn't it?
Watching him win the Open,
yeah,
that win the championship at the home of golf. And everyone knew he was asked during the tournament, you know, what are you doing? And they wouldn't respond, so, yeah, it was known. And he was duking it out with McIlroy,
yep,
who came second. And it was just this moment where you go, this is the future of golf, LIV Golf, PGA, yep, golfer. We know he's turning.
Because the majors are separate, aren't they? So the LIV majors, Golf, they were banned from the PGA Tour, yeah, but they, correct, could play in the majors.
But it was known but not... confirmed, yeah, that he was going when he won.
So LIV here are on the ascendancy. They've got all these big names.
It's on now.
It's totally on. This then becomes they all start to do various things to try and one-up each other. Mm. And this is kind of funny, yes, but very serious. So Moynihan is there to the PGA. He upstages the start of the first LIV event in London. He announces those playing the LIV Golf have been suspended from the PGA Tour. He does it, announces it as they're all teeing off in the first LIV tournament.
Yeah.
So he literally, so they get word of it during the first tournament.
Yeah.
LIV come back by welcoming Brooks Koepka to the team minutes into when Moynihan's doing a news conference. So he gets asked in the middle of it, have you just heard this? This
gloves perfection. Are off.
They also announce things when he's Moynihan's revealing the PGA Tour and the European Tour expanding and strengthening. That's when they announce that they're getting a whole bunch of other players have come over, like Bryson DeChambeau and others. Yeah. So they keep, every time one, yeah, of them is doing an announcement, the other, yeah, one does this. Also, the PGA Tour now realize they're in a fight for their life, that this is, unlike the Norman one, which was Greg Norman and none of the top players were that invested,
yes,
they're up against the Saudi Arabian government, which has hundreds of billions of dollars, yeah, to throw at this, right, if, yeah, they want to get nasty.
Yeah.
So they decide the best way to attack this is to attack the Saudis on moral grounds. Right. So Jay Monahan addresses the 9/11 families have always believed that the Saudis were directly responsible for enabling those terrorists to commit that act in 9/11. They, okay, they've always seen Saudi Arabia has not been brought to account.
Yes.
And that this sport washing that's going on across the globe is taking money from a state that has funded terrorism and has never admitted to it and has never, like, you know, made amends for it. Right?
It's a case that can be made given that, what is it, 25 of the 29, yeah,
exactly,
or whatever, were, yeah, Saudi, yeah, nationals.
They're not saying they necessarily ordered it. Like with the killing of Khashoggi, that's seen as a direct order. 9/11, they're not saying you did this, but they're saying you enabled this to happen, though.
Sure.
You're by turning a blind eye to a lot of it and funding things and all this, right?
Okay.
So they're not happy. So they come out and they are very angry about the golfers that have gone to LIV Golf. And it's a pretty powerful group in America,
yeah,
the people who lost family members in 9/11. Jay Moynihan jumps on this. He says this is a great attack angle on LIV.
Yeah.
So he comes out and says, I've talked to a number of players individually for a long period of time and I think you have to be living under a rock not to know that there are significant implications of going to LIV. As it relates to the family of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones, so my heart goes out to them. I would ask any player that has left or any player that's even considering leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour? So he gets on his moral high,
wow,
horse and he comes in with the,
yeah,
the 250,000 survivors of family members killed or injured during the September 11 attacks write an open letter to golfers who have remained loyal to the PGA Tour, thanking them for not defecting to the LIV Golf. They use words like in this letter, like, thank you for not taking the blood money. So it's pretty heated. Jeez. And the PGA Tour are pushing this immensely. The September 11 victims' family members also condemn this point, former President Donald Trump, because Trump, close to the Saudis and good friends with Greg Norman, is hosting in America quite a few of these LIV Golf tournaments on his courses. So this is all, the heat is going up. So 2022 sees the United States Department of Justice start to investigate the PGA Tour again. Remember the Federal Trade Commission last time for their monopoly? Mm. Well, because of LIV Golf, they're now investigating them again to see if they're a monopoly and they're using unsavory practices to stop LIV Golf.
Yes.
So suddenly PGA have that. This means that in 2022, on top of that, as well as the Department of Justice investigating it, LIV Golf and the PGA Tour both start suing each other. So this becomes multiple lawsuits, antitrust claims, disputes about who's been like strong-arming sponsors not to sponsor the other league, all these sort of things going on. All this dirty pool is being one thing. The PGA Tour goes as far as to sue the PIF, the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, as their governor, Yasir Al-Rahman, who we talked about before. They actually want him to be deposed and appear in court. So this is getting very hairy on both sides.
This is bare-knuckle stuff.
Bare-knuckle stuff, right? The LIV lawyers actually say that he's not required to comply with their request because he's not a US citizen. So, but it's really heating up. They're both going up to the Congress and lobbying everyone. And the PGA's lobbying efforts are all around, do you want the Saudis who killed Khashoggi and have a terrible human rights record and the September 11 families hate them? They're saying this to their member of Congress. So this is their big argument against LIV Golf. So it's very heated. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy lead a players-only meeting of the PGA Tour players who have stayed loyal. And they put together a document that they sent to Jay Monahan saying, if you want us all to stay, we want a revolution of prize money and the way the tour is structured and everything. Monahan immediately rolls over and goes, well, okay, we'll keep you happy, we'll do that.
Yeah.
So they all say, okay, great. At the same time, Woods comes out after the end of that meeting and says of Greg Norman, Greg has done some things that I don't think is in the best interest of our game, and we're coming back to probably the most historical and traditional place in our sport. I believe it's the right thing. Rory comes out and explains his riff with Norman. He says, obviously, the riff started when I spoke out about Premier Golf League, and he says about the right side of history, like Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
He says, Norman wasn't happy, and we had a pretty testy back and forth, and he was very condescending. Maybe one day you'll understand and all this shite, said McIlroy. He then said that he extended an olive branch to Norman because he was watching an ESPN documentary about the Australian Masters meltdown in 1996. McIlroy said, that resonated with me. So I text him sort of saying, I hope you're okay. And he said, we had a series of pleasant messages go back and forth between us. And he said, okay, well, I thought that we were on good terms again. Until I picked up the Washington Post a few weeks later and Greg Norman said that I'd been brainwashed by the PGA Tour. And I thought, for F's sake, we've had this really nice back and forth and he says that about me. I thought, you know what? I'm going to make it my business now to be as much of a pain in his ass as possible, and that's basically what I've done since.
There you go. You've made a very powerful enemy.
Donald Trump at this point, he comes out, puts this out on his social media platform, the one he owns. All of those golfers that remain loyal to the very disloyal PGA in all of its different forms will pay a big price when the inevitable merger with LIV comes, and you get nothing but a big thank you from PGA officials who are making millions of dollars a year. If you don't take the money now, you will get nothing after the merger takes place.
There it is.
Everyone laughs at him.
Yep.
Because there's no indication whatsoever the PGA Tour and LIV are going to merge, and in fact, LIV Golf is in huge trouble at this point. So by almost all metrics, money, ratings, interest, everything, LIV is losing their fight for attention, right? No one's watching the tournaments. Its first tournaments are streamed on YouTube because they can't get a broadcast partner.
You're going to ask where the broadcasters were and all
this. They can't get one. Everyone's turned them down.
Incredible.
They find a partner with the CW, which is a very small network in America,
yes,
who agree to show it. The CW, normally its primetime programming includes Whose Line Is It Anyway repeats and reruns of F-Boy Island. So it's not like a...
they haven't, you're going to say F-Troop. Wow.
So it's not like they've got, like they're on a premium
What a great
network.
Opportunity.
There was even rumors they were going to pay Fox Sports to carry them, which is the opposite of how sport usually works, right?
That's right.
Live audience have been so low, like a few hundred thousand viewers have been tuning in, that the CW and Live Golf stopped reporting their audience ratings.
Right.
They're that low. Okay. So I think everyone's like, so Live is dying as a concept. People don't like the concept. They don't like the players. And the PGA Tour's going well, so people are just not into it. In fact, at one of the events, which was at Trump's Bedminster course,
yes,
tickets were selling on StubHub for a dollar. So this is not going okay. really
It's not the hottest
well.
Ticket in town.
Not yet.
Has the PGA Tour suffered since these Their big problem is players have left the...
A little bit. Their problem's more they're having to spend a lot more money to up the purses. So, you know, it's costing them money too. The problem also is Saudi Arabia's human rights record, it's just a distraction, right? So Greg Norman once said, I have a very deep sense of right versus wrong. I place the highest priority on my integrity and ethics in life, in business, in golf, in everything I do. This is getting thrown back at his face that he said this.
Yes.
He's asked about Saudi Arabia's execution of 81 men in a single day, which had happened that year. He said, I look forward, I don't look back. I don't look into the politics of things. Some of these men were gay, and he said, I'm not sure whether I even have gay friends, to be honest with you.
Wow, this is blind eye, Colonel Click defense. I know nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So this is not going down well from a PR perspective. The Australian golfing champion, Carrie Webb, said on Twitter, the little girl in me just died well and truly. Has anyone else's childhood hero disappointed them as much as I am now? These are not great grabs.
No.
Norman also pushed the line that Saudi Arabia isn't alone in blotting its human rights copybook. He said, every country has done horrendous things. Just look at America with racism. He also got asked about the killing of Khashoggi and the involvement of Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And this is Greg Norman's response to that. From what I heard and what you guys reported, just take ownership of what it is. Take ownership no matter what it is. Look, we've all made mistakes. And you just want to learn from those mistakes and how you can correct them going forward.
Yeah, he's had a bad day. They've had a shocker. What are you going to do?
So this is like not going well. So it seems at this point that the PGA are in the ascendancy. Live Golf are dying on the vine.
Okay.
Which is surprising that we now know that while this is all going on, they're suing each other, they're trading all these barbs and all this, unbeknownst to almost everyone.
Yes.
Secret negotiations have begun between the two bodies. The PGA Tour policy board members, Jimmy Dunn and Ed Hurley, they have begun speaking with Al Rahman, the governor of the Saudi Arabian PIF, and they're having secret chats, just the three of them.
Directly. Right.
After those initial conversations, they contact Jay Monahan, who knows about it, and says, you should meet with Al Rahman. And the two speak, and then they meet in Venice and they sit down together and chat. Moynihan says that he trusts Al Rahman within 10 minutes of sitting down with him.
What a flip.
What a
10 minutes flip.
They met again in London for lunch and golf, and then a deal is struck. They agree to a merger. And on the morning of June 6, 2023, Moynihan tees up on the Deepdale Golf Club, New York, with his new chairman, Al Rahman, before flying to Toronto to tell the PGA Tours, and they're going to announce it to the media. On the day of the announcement, which is June 6th at 10 a.m., both Monahan and Al Rahman, the head of the Public Investment Fund, they sit down together to do an interview on CNBC to announce that their circuits, along with the European Tour, have reached an agreement to uniform and just form a new company. So unites all of golf pretty much. And they have not told... Any players? No, barely anyone knows. This is totally out of left
field. Greg Norman?
Norman, it gets told minutes before the announcement.
Yeah.
They announce that they're going to form these all together in a new company. It will be for profit and it will own Live, and it will own the commercial and business rights of the European Tour and the PGA Tour. So it will own the TV rights, the corporate selling and all this. Somehow they say that the PGA Tour will remain a charity.
Oh, wow.
The board of directors of this new entity will be chaired by Al Ramyan, the head of the public investment fund. So the Saudis will chair this new company.
Yes.
Moynihan will basically be the CEO.
Yeah.
So he has created for himself to be basically the world boss of golf. Moynihan says that the PGA's Tour policy board's been kept in the dark, don't know about it. It's a framework agreement, so nothing's been formally put down. Moynihan says, I recognise that a lot of people are going to be calling me a hypocrite. But he says, anytime I said anything, I said it based on the information I had at the moment and based on someone trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players, I accept those criticisms, but circumstances do change.
Do they now?
Norman's name doesn't appear in the media release at all, and there's no certainty of what Norman even has a future in this, and a lot of people believe that Norman has to be set aside for peace.
I would have thought that would be a deal breaker, like given the history.
And Tiger Woods has said in the past Norman would have to go if anything was going to change in this, right? So Norman, for all this, is once again, you know, about to be a winner.
Yeah.
Snatched away from
him. Mind you, if you're still losing on $100 million a year,
I think
it's easy to take.
Money's not going to be his problem. It's ego here.
Yeah.
The player reaction, to give you an idea how secret this was, a golf agent who represents a couple of the top live golf players, we don't know who, but it was two of them. And ESPN ring him just as they hear the merger's about to be announced. And they rang and said, what do you think of this merger? And he goes, you made my heart skip a few beats because he didn't know about it. So that's how he found out. This world number 67, Mackenzie Hughes, tweets out, nothing like finding out through Twitter that we're merging with a tour that we said we'd never do that with.
Yeah.
Another PGA Tour player said, it's insanity. The Live Tour was dead in the water. It wasn't working. Now they're throwing them a life jacket. Is the moral of the story to just always take the money, right? They're all going nuts. Rory McIlroy has to front the media after refusing hundreds of millions of dollars.
He must feel totally abandoned. He was the figurehead, face of the PGA.
The fight back.
Here's what I'm saying to you. As part of that brokered agreement, you can't have these guys swanning in on $100 million deals and being rewarded for that and coming back to the tour.
Yeah.
And now happily ever after. There has to be some adjustment or some monies to those players who stayed or
that's
something.
Right.
But otherwise, it's untenable.
A meeting's held where Moynihan has to front the players.
Oy.
The PGA players have stayed loyal. Australian golfer Jeff Ogilvie says Moynihan was called a hypocrite during the meeting. It lasted more than an hour. He said it was mentioned, and he took it for sure. But what else is he going to do, right? PGA Tour winner Johnson Wagner told the Golf Channel there was plenty of anger in the room. Wagner estimated 90% of the players in the meetings were against the merger. It was contentious. There were many moments where certain players were calling for a new leadership of the PGA Tour and even got a couple of standing ovations. Cameron Smith, who had gone to Live Golf, he only heard about it when Al Ramanan called him and kind of explained it just after it had been announced. He said he didn't really explain much. This is all got to be worked out. PGA Tour loyalist Dylan Wu, he said, tell me why Jay Moynihan basically got a promotion to CEO of all golf in the world by going back on everything he said the past 2 years. The hypocrisy. Wish golf worked like that. I guess money always wins.
Yep.
You then have the 9/11 families come out. Mr. Moynihan talked last summer about knowing people who lost loved ones on 9/11, then wondered aloud on national television whether Live Golf has ever had to apologise for being a member of the PGA Tour. They do now, as does he.
Boy, and says, that's what you get for playing in that field.
Yeah. Families United chair Terry Strata, whose husband died in the World Trade Center's North Tower, said, PGA Tour leaders should be ashamed of their hypocrisy and greed. Our entire 9/11 community has been betrayed by Commissioner Moynihan and the PGA, as it appears their concern for our loved ones was merely window dressing in their quest for money. It was never to honour the great game of golf. Senator Christopher S. Murphy, the Democrat of Connecticut, noted on Tuesday that PGA officials were in my office just months ago talking about how the Saudis' human rights record should disqualify them from having a stake in major American sport. I guess maybe their concerns weren't really about human rights. Now, the question comes before we get to what could happen next, which all the issues that are now confronting them. The question is, why this turnaround? If LIV Golf was dying,
what happened?
Why did they suddenly all agree to set up this new body and that? Now, there's several reasons. One, the deal means that all legal cases against each other are dropped. Now, that's important for two reasons. For the Saudi Arabians, it's important because Al Ramyan, he had the prospect of being deposed and scrutinized in American courtrooms, which obviously he didn't want.
Yeah.
He also had to come out and say that Al Ramyan was a sitting minister of government with sovereign immunity, right, in America. That's how they were trying to get out of him having to testify.
Yes.
That triggered the English Premier League to re-examine them owning Newcastle United because the whole idea is he's a private citizen.
Gotcha.
Right? So that's causing them issues. So they wanted that whole issue to go away. The US Court of Appeals had also just ruled that he'd dismissed LIV Golf's appeal for sovereign immunity. Mm-hmm. So
he's going to have to...
He was going to have to testify. Yeah. So he wanted it to go away. The PGA Tour had other reasons for wanting this to go away. They had had to tap their reserve funds for years to survive the pandemic. Then as they're rebuilding, suddenly they're having to up all their purses and go to sponsors and go, can you put in more money?
Hemorrhaging money.
For nothing more. And they're hemorrhaging money and they know that the legal court cases are going to drag on forever and they're going to have to fund it.
They're being outmuddied.
While they eat into their reserves and their operations, the Saudis, it's a rounding error, right? Like they can just... They also know that at any point, LIV Golf will just keep upping purses to make the PGA unprofitable because they can wear the losses. So basically got to the point where both of them decided, why are we fighting? Instead, the tour receives up to $3 billion and Moynihan becomes the new king of golf. He claims that he's going to run it, but really the Saudis are the chair and have all the money.
Well, we know it works.
They have bought it. This deal is a framework only. This might change by the time someone listens to this. But so, you know, the issues are it's a framework. It's not an official deal. Yes. It's got to get through the PGA players and everything. They're furious. The PGA players who didn't take the money, they're going to be saying, I'm furious. So they're going to be saying, where's my money then? I stayed loyal.
Yes.
Where's my payoff for staying loyal?
Yeah.
Now, to make them accept the merger and not kick up the fuss, the Tiger Woods, the Rory McIlroys, the whatever of the world, the most sensible thing the PGA, the new body will do is throw a lot of cash
at them.
And say, all right, you turned down $150 million.
Here's your loyalty fee.
Here's $150 million.
Yeah.
Because
it has to be
It has to be that.
Or you take it off the LIV, or you somehow go, hey, guys, you guys.
But which they can't really do,
there's
right?
There's no way that tour could harmoniously survive with two camps and different classes of golfers.
Exactly.
It's just not going
to
happen.
So I think the deal, the quid pro quo will be to the Tigers and the Rorys, here's a new contract. It's $150, $200 million, whatever they originally turned down. And in return, you don't complain about the LIV golfers returning to the PGA Tour.
We are one big happy family.
We are one big happy family and there's more money than there was before and you're all going to make more money and everyone's going to be happy and money will and smooth
Khashoggi
over.
Khashoggi was just one of those days.
Everyone has a bad day, as Greg Norman says.
Oh, how it goes. And Greg Norman will be the only guy who won't be part of the administration.
No.
Surely, where's his place?
He'll be trying to come up with another golf.
But in a way, he's done it, hasn't he? So even though he won't be part of the regime, if he was sitting there and you were bitter and you had a beef with the PGA, he's won the day.
His concept has won the day. And once again, though, as his concept won the day in 94, he hasn't won the day. Once again, his idea that, in fairness to him, he identified there needs to be a better world golf tournament, which is the right idea. And golf has been stagnant in many ways since Tiger sort of got a bit past it, is they needed probably something like this. Should it have been the Saudis and should it have been? Now, the interesting thing here, though, that is also hovering over all of this, is this even legal? So with the Department of Justice investigating whether there's a monopoly and all this sort of stuff and the foreign investment and all this stuff going on, there has been people who have said, one guy I read described this deal as comically illegal. that there is just no way.
I think you'll find if they sit down for 10 minutes, they might find it is legal. And
exactly. So you will see coming up, as to your point, the amount of money that will be splashed around to make all the criticism and problems go away is going to be enormous. And it is going to create a golfing juggernaut.
Yeah.
And if one thing we learn out of the Qatar World Cup, people don't really care where the money's coming from.
Yeah.
If it's a product that they can enjoy and whatever, you know, 5 years from now, is this going to be something people talk about, or is this just going to be the new face of golf?
I have one question for you. On this new world tour, will the players be allowed to wear shorts? This
it is the,
is the thing that I care most about. Titus O'Reilly, thank you for walking us through it and bringing us up to speed so far. This is a watch this space, and who knows, I'm sure there's another chapter around the corner.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to cover it. Thank you, sir.
If you want more Sports Bazaar, simply go to any of our socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. We've got the whole lot. And we also have Bazaar Plus, our membership program, where you can get even more content. The link to that is just in the show notes.